Hi, I'm Mark Crawford. This Team Radio podcast is powered by my friends at Metro Ford. It's hard to beat a Metro Ford deal in Port Coquitlam and online at metromotors.com.
Ten on the team, Sakaris Price, midday show. This is hour three. We're coming to you live from the Sports Action Studio. Check out the easiest way to bet on sports with odds set to outcome. Just pick a winner. That simple. Go to bclc.com/sportsaction for today's games. Must be 19 plus to play. Where the streets have no name, where the dogs have no name. They have no names because they're strays. Sochi, Russia. As we welcome in.
That's your segue?
The dogs are a big story, Blake.
I know they are, but where'd you
where's your humanity?
I guess he thinks
where's
I'm
your timeliness?
Dog.
Where's your timeliness?
Speaking of stray dogs, Tom Manek
is right,
here.
There we go.
I
wasn't done
connection.
With the segue.
I see.
He just meandered on in here.
Looking
we're
for food.
Feed him,
looking
we're
for food.
Feed him.
It takes one stray dog to know another stray dog.
The host of the Sport Market here on the Team 1040, which you could hear on Saturdays. Are you a 7 a.m. start tomorrow with all the Olympic business going on, or what's your
Yeah,
show
I
like?
Mean, we were subject, of course, to working around what was going to happen tomorrow with the bronze medal game, but it's a 7 to 11 normal broadcast window on the second to last day of Sochi 2014.
All right. I've had a very good debate going on with a friend of Blake, and he's a friend of mine, a friend of Blake's, Mr. Charmaine Crooks, right? Mm-hmm. Your neighbor over there in North Van. We've been going back and forth on email all week talking about Sochi versus Vancouver in terms of a Winter Olympics. Now, if you think Sochi is hitting it out of the park, you will make mention of the fact that it is probably the most tightly clustered athletes village and venue setup we have ever seen, and the athletes are delighting on that. Of course, the weather has been beautiful because it's sort of tropical when you get out of the mountains there in Sochi, and there have been some terrific highlights. On the other side, the hotels weren't ready per se when people wanted to get in. The tap water was brown, the dogs are stray and being euthanized, and the venues are half empty. Better games, Sochi or Vancouver? I ask you, Tom Manek.
Net, in my definition of a better games, Vancouver 2010. Simply because of what it did in terms of sport tourism, what it did in terms of really lighting a flame under a country that had never shown its patriotism quite to that extent.
Russia's got some claim on that too, though, Tommy.
Hold on, though. But Russia is a completely different kind of society. Russia has been plugged in. Like, there's a sport culture in Russia. There was never a sport culture in Canada, in my opinion. There still might not be, but we certainly have a winter sport culture. And I think that was done by Vancouver. The celebrations in the city, the just the number of visitors, all those things, Vancouver 2010 trumps Sochi 2014. But where Vancouver 2010 was weak, some people would think Vancouver 2010 was strong. And what I mean by that is Vancouver 2010 was not a lot of new infrastructure investment. Total, you know, somewhere in the $6 to $8 billion range. Sochi's $51 billion and a $3 billion operating budget. Sochi completely kills Vancouver in terms of venues, in terms of the village design, in terms of something that was created for the Olympics. Is it sustainable for the long term? That's another question.
Yeah, they are too much of a legacy.
The ski jump, and there'll be other venues there that
they
are.
They got F1 and the World Cup coming. So, they, you know, there's lots going on, but still, over the long haul, is it too much legacy to keep up, you know?
I think it is, given where Sochi is, given that Sochi will never be what Vancouver Whistler is, which is a Pacific Gateway hub. You can't get into the Caucasus Mountains, into that area as easily as you can here. Mm-hmm. So again, I net out that Vancouver 2010 was the better games. If the Olympic movement is about truly engaging people in that country and engaging people around the world.
Okay, but here's the
thing
that
architecturally, I just want to come back, architecturally, That is so cool to look at
gorgeous.
The Bolshoi Ice Dome and to see Canada One and the flag and that kind of stuff. Hopefully will be brought to a lot of arenas in North America.
Maybe the coolest arena I've ever seen.
From the outside, No
super
question.
Cool.
The roof and the way it lights up with the flags and the scores is just out of this world. But I think we have to say this, gentlemen, and it's something I saw firsthand in 2008 in China, is when you have a society where you can't question the ruler on penalty of death or excommunication, you get these huge budgets to be able to do the things that Russia and China did. I mean, we didn't have $51 billion at our disposal to put on the games, right?
Okay, which games do you feel more squeamish about cheering on? These ones or the Beijing games of 6 years ago?
You know, I actually feel a little bit more squeamish about these ones.
Yeah.
And I don't.
Isn't that interesting? We got sort of a pseudo democracy versus China.
Yeah.
Pseudo, the key word.
And I can't even put my finger on it because neither country has a perfect record in terms of process and human
true.
Rights. But I.
yeah.
But
I would say far from in both cases.
No.
Yes.
But what I would say is this: for a country that long ago abandoned the communist ideal, I mean, the People's Republic of China is still, by definition, still by its mandate, its charter, a communist country. Russia has said goodbye to that, but under the Putin regime, there's been a bit of a slide back here.
Yeah.
Now, it's not quite Trotskyite, Stalinist like it was, you know, a century ago.
There are certain homages, though.
Taken steps backwards.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think the moralist agenda is embarrassing. I actually think it's presented Russia backwards to the rest of the world as opposed to what they wanted to do. And here's the bottom line, though. What a good Olympics is means different things to different people.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, no
I
question.
Think Vancouver 2010 is better than Sochi in terms of atmosphere and just the traffic that's been created. But I would also say that Calgary 88 was better than Vancouver 2010 in one really important category, and that is financial legacy. And we saw it, what you guys were talking about at the beginning of the games. You know, COTA, now Winsport. It's got the whole cauldron thing all figured out.
They had two cauldrons going, the one at the COA and on downtown, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. In the Olympic Plaza. So, you know, to have $100 million that came out of Calgary 88, that's something that people in Alberta should still be proud of to this day because it keeps on paying into the sports system in a big way.
Canadian women's hockey team are your gold medalists, and particularly on the management side where they make the late move to Kevin Dineen. Kevin Dineen, who played in the 84 Sarajevo Games for Canada, gets a chance to win Olympic gold as a coach this time, and he leads these women to an upset victory over the United States in the gold medal game.
Yeah, and Bulls and Bears this morning in the Vancouver Sun and online at vancouversun.com. I just say that there's nothing more bullish to me this week than the performance of the Canadian Women's Olympic team, as you've just said, Matt, for the reasons you've just said. There's a lot of other bulls on this team. You look at Marie-Philippe Poulin. That's just so clutch for her to come back with. Back-to-back two-goal gold medal games in an Olympic career. I was joking with Jennifer Burke this morning on CTV News Channel that I was wondering if Mike Babcock was going to dress her to try to add some offense, you know, up front with her in the men's semifinal. But then you got the leadership of Jana Hefford and Haley Wickenheiser. You've got a real balanced team. But I think the big bullseye is Hockey Canada doing something that's very risky. 59 days before a major competition, changing horses, bringing Kevin Dineen in. The way he's brought that team together, the way they played for him down to nothing with 3 minutes plus to go, and they came back, unbelievable.
All right, Tommy, we got to end it there. We're a short show today, compressed, everything running a little tight. But
I'm going to leave that one alone.
But on the other side, we'll have Memo 2. Thank you for this, Tom. We'll be listening tomorrow morning.
All the best. You guys keep it going.
On the other side, we have Memo 2. Last chance to get your memos in on email live at teamradio.ca. You can text 104040. And on Twitter, I'm at Matt Sakaris. He's at Blake Price, 1040.
Sakaris and Price, brought to you by Dilawri, Canada's largest automotive group.
If you're ever running a little bit tight, you know, feeling a little bit compressed, you've got to check out the natural health food product line that bears the Purica brand name, including the flagship product, Purica Recovery. It's great for all kinds of joint injuries, joint soreness, but more important than that, it's about making you perform at your best. For more information on Purica Recovery and the entire line of Purica natural health food products and supplements, check out the website at purica.com, that's P-U-R-I-C-A.com, or ask for Purica products at Choices Markets or fine health food stores.
Follow Canada's quest for Olympic hockey gold at Sochi 2014.
Jamie Benn on the backside, 1-0 over the United States in a return trip to the gold medal game.
Team Canada Olympic men's hockey. Canada, Sweden. Gold medal game. Sunday at 4 a.m. on Team 1040. Official affiliate radio broadcaster of Sochi 2014.
Just how cold does it get in Canada? Martine from Kamloops tweets,
"It's so cold. Even sled dogs are heading south."
Heartbreaking. That's why the Volkswagen Winter Relief Program will cover your first two payments on the 2014 Tiguan Compact SUV, now from just $149 biweekly for 84 months. Tweet your plight to hashtag VW Winter Relief, and you could be featured in our ads. 2403 down, 3.9% APR. Dealer may sell for less. Visit VW.ca or your Volkswagen dealer for details.
Hey guys, Scotty here for the New Balance Store. If you're ever going to get excited about a shoe, it's going to be the new Fresh Foam 980s. These shoes are a serious step forward in the science of soft. The unique blend of thick cushioning paired with a 4mm drop will help reduce injuries and improve performance. Oh, and the Fresh Foam 980s, they look really sweet too. Do your feet a favor. Experience uber comfort in Fresh Foam 980s from the New Balance Store on Robson between Thurlow and Butte, also in Delta, Langley, and online at shoefitter.ca.
We penguins aren't exactly birds of flight. But with my new CIBC Aventura Visa Infinite card, I'm zipping around the world like a jet-setting albatross because I get 50% more points every time I shop at drugstores or get gas or groceries. That's so awesome! It can only be described as... Yep, that's the word.
The new CIBC Aventura Travel Rewards Program. So good, even penguins can fly. Earn up to 20,000 Aventura points and no annual fee for the first year. Some conditions apply.
Matt Sakaris here with Trevor Linden, talking Club 16, Trevor Linden Fitness. So, five clubs, Trev.
Five clubs, Matt.
Hundreds of cardio machines.
Yep.
State-of-the-art equipment and loads of parking.
Loads.
And all starting at just $14.99 a month.
That's right, Matt. Monthly memberships start from just $14.99 a month. And, of course, no contract. It's fun, affordable fitness for everyone.
Club 16, Trevor Linden Fitness, Coquitlam, Burnaby, Surrey, downtown Vancouver, and now open in Maple Ridge. Join today at TrevorLindenFitness.com.
When it comes to protecting our waters, we take it very seriously. That is why Northern Gateway committed to marine emergency response practices that go well beyond Canadian requirements. The Joint Review Panel agreed and made it a condition for approval, one of 209 we must meet before we can build and operate Northern Gateway. I'm Janet Holder, leader of Northern Gateway. I invite you to learn more at gatewayfacts.ca.
Here's a great start to the year with new everyday low pricing. Over $6 off 15-can packs and $8 off 24-can packs of Budweiser and Coconut at participating BC liquor stores.
Matt Sakaris with Dave Pratt talking about Wireless World, your Fido authorized dealer.
Uh-huh.
You seem a little preoccupied, Dave.
Just doing research on my phone from Wireless World.
You sure? Sounds like you're playing a game.
No. Oh, almost had it.
Well, whatever you want in a smartphone, Wireless World will deliver the best phones, plans, deals, and service. Anything you'd like to add, Dave?
Yeah, I just cleared level 8.
Wireless World, your Fido authorized dealer. 12 locations, including Yale Town at Pacific and Davie. To find the store near you, visit mywirelessworld.ca.
Hockey practice.
Ballet recital.
Piano class.
Girls' night.
Long weekend.
Every day is different.
But it always gets done.
In my Ford F-150.
My Fusion Hybrid.
My Ford Escape.
Canadians love driving Ford vehicles. It's the reason why Ford is the number one selling automotive company in Canada, 4 years running. Hurry in and get your first four bi-weekly payments on us. Plus great rebates or 0% purchase financing all on select new models. Ford is the Canadian favorite. Find yours today at your Ford store. See Ford.ca for details.
This is Vancouver Sports Radio. The Team 1040.
All right, we're late. We'll get to it. We start with the best memo of the week as selected by Blake Price. This is for the $100 lift certificate.
We all are a fan of that, I think. Some good ones, certainly. We talked about this one a couple of days ago. I guess just yesterday. Time's flying here. Honorable mentions to the likes of AJ, memo to Team USA. It's not a coincidence that they paint me red, signed the goalpost. Brad writes in, memo to Team Canada, thanks for taking me back to 2010, and I'm proud to be Canadian, hashtag walking tall. A lot of pride in the wake of the hockey team's performance both today and, of course, yesterday. But the winner of the $100 lift certificate from Twitter, not the Norm. Norm writes in, memo to the Canadian Olympic Committee. Gilmore Junior is your flag bearer with the Canadian flag tied to the end of the goalpost. A great suggestion, one that we wholeheartedly do support. Norm, and you're headed to Lift Bar.
Congratulations to Norm for submitting the best memo of the week. You've won a $100 gift certificate to Lift Bar Grill View. Dine at Lift on game nights and take advantage of their free shuttle to and from the game. Lift Coal Harbor, west of the Bayshore. Now today's version of Memo 2, brought to you by, Lift Bar Grill View.
Did you see the memo about this?
Did you not get the memo?
Yeah, I have the memo right here. I just forgot.
Time now for Memo 2.
Did you get that memo?
Didn't you get the memo?
I'll go ahead and make sure you get another copy of that memo.
We start with personal memos as per usual.
I seed today.
Trevor Martin.
People's kind of day.
I have one.
Okay.
To USA Hockey. You lose a game 1-0. And at home on their couches watching it are Bobby Ryan and Keith Yandle. One of the more consistent scoring wingers in the NHL, one of the more consistent offensive defensemen in the NHL, who you kept at home to bring more defensively oriented players. You thought Kessel, Kane, Van Riemsdyk, Parise, those wingers would be enough. Boy, I wonder if David Poile and the group are kicking themselves a little bit for either of those guys.
They scored a lot of goals, though, during the rest of this tournament.
Yeah, but when the chips were down against the hockey heavy, they got shut out, Blake. Did you see Blake Wheeler? He had a good chance late in the game. Do you remember that?
Yep.
And look, every time I see Wheeler, too, the tools jump out because he's huge and he's fast. But Blake Wheeler played a minute 35 today, and you needed a goal. If Bobby Ryan is your spare winger, Blake, does he not play more than a minute 35?
You would think.
You lost Paul Martin to injury going into today's game. You had to play Justin Falk. He played a minute 15. You're down a goal in the third. Does Keith Yandle not see the ice for more than a minute 15?
Maybe, maybe not. I mean, Keith Yandle is still a bit of a risk-reward kind of guy.
Well, they needed risk. Yeah. You were down a goal.
Yeah. But it's only 1-0.
It's the same thing with Canada on Sunday. Please don't be down 1-0 in the third period with P.K. Subban in the press box. Please. To the people, we go. Here is Zoso Canuck. Memo to the Canadian Olympic team. If Sochi is your Olympic hangover, it's a far better hangover than I've ever had. Hashtag bar has been raised. Yeah, very good. Jesse, memo to the USA. Good try, but you're just not good enough. Hashtag our game.
Shane.
Johnny.
This one's very similar. Shane, memo to the United States. Stop trying. Signed, Canada.
Yeah. Johnny, memo to Canadian men's hockey. Congrats, guys. You played like women out there today. They played like our women.
Neil, memo to the NHLPA, although I'm pretty sure it's the NHL that gives this one away. Man up and give the Jack Adams Award to who really deserves it, Kevin Dineen. Sure, he may not be coaching in the NHL, but he bloody well deserves it. Hashtag big mistake by Florida.
Ricky, memo to Stephen Harper. You still get the bad end of the deal. Hashtag American beer. Very good, Ricky.
Shouldn't you ask for your country's beer in return? You're probably both more prideful about your own beer.
Dave, memo to Phil Kessel and his sister Amanda. 4 more years. Hashtag PyeongChang 2018.
Member of the Canadian Olympic Committee, if you can invest some extra money to cut into the Norwegian dominance in cross-country and the Dutch dominance in speed skating, we can dominate the Winter Olympics medal counts, from Chris in Abbotsford. You do start to dream just a little bit. I mean, really, no reason why we can't be good in cross-country. We've got the tundra to practice.
Well, and look, Blake, Norway very, very good here. The Dutch, of course, most of their medals concentrated in speed skating, and most of the, well, most, I think they got their first short track medal in these games, which means most of them are speed skating. Overall, across the whole Olympic, Winter Olympic slate, it's us in the United States and Russia.
That's right.
I mean, that is heady company, as you say, to any of us who remember the 80s and 90s for Canadian Olympic
We got a bronze. We got a bronze.
We're sitting there with the U.S. and Russia now. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
A juice memo to USA Hockey. Even Norway and Latvia scored on us.
Oh, I love that one.
Hashtag just can't score goals.
Yeah. .com.
Jeff says, memo to Ryan Kessler. I hate seeing your playoff pouty face, but I love seeing your Olympic pouty face.
Yeah, funny how he came out for the third period. He blocked that second, late second period shot. Looked like, you know, people were panicking. Funny, he did make his way out there, didn't he?
Are we done here?
We're done.
We'll do one more. Richard says, memo to NHL executives. It's really more NHL owners. How many of the players in today's U.S.-Canada game were inspired by the Nagano Olympics? Please go to 2018. I concur, Richard, but I just don't think it's going to happen.
Unlikely.
Memo 2 brought to you by Lyft Bar Grill View, featuring happy hour every night from 3 to 6 with great bar menu specials. Lyft Cole Harbour, west of the Bayshore. On the other side, Jeff Baker of the Seattle Times on the story he wrote earlier this week. Some movement afoot on the NHL, potentially in Seattle. It's coming up on Sakaris Price Midday Show. Team 1040, teamradio.ca. .com/1:37 on the team here, Sakaris and Price, the Midday Show. Coming to you live from the Sports Action Studio. A few more minutes to answer our poll question. Craftsman Collision poll question. What chance do you give Sweden of beating Canada in the gold medal game Sunday, men's Olympic hockey? Now, yesterday, we were scheduled to have Jeff Baker of the Seattle Times with us, and then the Canada-U.S. women's game ran long, so we had to reschedule. But we got him here on the line now, and I was joking with him on Twitter that given that he's a Canadian now down there in the U.S., he was only welcome on this show if he was cheering the Maple Leaf on yesterday and today, and he dutifully replied, yes, he was. So there you go, Jeff. You must be hated south of the border right now, but we welcome you to our show here.
Well, I was hated south of the border even before hockey came into the equation, so this is just adding to it. For some reason, the folks in Seattle don't like it when you tell them you have a bad baseball team, but, you know, I keep waiting for the real-life situation to prove me wrong. Unfortunately, it hasn't. But hockey-wise, they've taken it a little tough the last couple of days.
And hockey-wise, you had a heck of a story a couple of days ago in the Seattle Times. Give us the latest here on a movement that seems to be pointing towards the NHL in Seattle as early as 2015-2016, Jeff.
Well, I mean, that kind of talk hasn't really died down since last summer. I mean, you'll remember last summer when the Phoenix Coyotes were contemplating a possible move out of Glendale, Arizona. I mean, Seattle was identified as the NHL's plan B. And, you know, as unrealistic as that was, you know, in reality at the time, and I'm still not convinced. I keep hearing that it was a realistic option up here. I'm still not convinced they could have gotten it done in 2 months' time, 2 or 3 months' time. But anyway, they keep insisting that it was. And really, the talk hasn't died down since. I mean, there's a reason the NHL was looking at Seattle as a potential plan B. And when you look at it realistically, now they have a chance to do this in a proper time frame, to take, you know, the 2 or 3 years it's going to take to line everything up, to get an arena deal done, to do, you know, proper marketing of a team here, to do the proper research into whether it would survive here long term. I mean, they don't have to rush that out in 2 or 3 months now. Now they have time to do it right, and they've been trying to do it right. They've been having discussions with people behind the scenes here and looking to see how viable it is to get a team here by the 2015-2016 season.
Jeff, run through it, the scenario, as in an ideal world it would play out, because who would be the owners? Because, correct me if I'm wrong, Hansen said he wasn't super interested in being a part of that part. And then ultimately, what would their relationship with the arena be? Because, again, Hansen seemed to suggest that he wanted the NBA, or the city suggested they wanted the NBA as the, you know, as the cornerstone for the arena. So have those priorities changed for Hansen and the city?
Well, they're going to have to change, because they're not getting an NBA franchise here anytime soon. I mean, the new commissioner, Silver, made that very clear just the other day. So, you know, if they're waiting for an NBA franchise to show up in Seattle, they might be waiting for a while. You know, as far as the NHL goes, right now is the time to strike if you're looking to get a new sports franchise in Seattle. You know, when I spoke to Bill Daly a few weeks ago at the Super Bowl in New York, he told me that the league, you know, is poised right now to perhaps move on to the next phase, which is a growth phase. And it's a growth phase that would obviously lead to expansion. That's how you grow. I mean, well, you grow through marketing and you grow through expansion. And so if they're looking to extend, you know, beyond the stabilization phase into a growth phase right now, this is when they're going to do it. And, you know, in the weeks and months following the Sochi Olympics, that's when you would do it if you want to do it by 2015, 2016. So if you're Seattle and you want to take advantage of that, you're going to have to step up and see what you can do to accommodate an NHL franchise. And right now, the only memorandum of understanding that was signed between local officials and, as you mentioned, Chris Hansen, is to build an arena south of downtown, just next to Safeco Field, where the Mariners play, south of downtown. And that's really the only thing that's been on the table for the last 2 years. There's people that talk about a suburban one in Glendale. In Bellevue. But really, you know, to think that you could hammer that through in a couple of months now, it's kind of unrealistic. So perfect world, you would tear up or rewrite the existing memorandum of understanding between local officials and Chris Hansen, and you would accommodate an NHL first arena, put it south of downtown, right next to Safeco Field, right next to CenturyLink Field where the Seahawks play. And you would look to bring in an expansion franchise by the 2015-2016 season, probably have them play 1 year at Key Arena, in downtown Seattle, in the Queen Anne area, downtown. And then after that, you move on to the new arena that would be built, you would hope, in time for that season to start.
We're with Jeff Baker of the Seattle Times. Jeff, the sentence that stuck out.
Sorry, you asked me who would own the team as well. There's three ownership groups right now that have been sort of identified behind the scenes.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, one of them would involve Ray Bartoszek and Anthony Lanza, the two investment brokers out of the New York area who were looking to relocate the team from Glendale to Seattle last summer. They're two that have been looked at. There's Don Levin in Chicago, the owner of the AHL Chicago Wolves, who's long expressed an interest in this area. And then there's also Steve Ballmer, the former head of Microsoft, who stepped down recently. And, you know, he's thought to be looking at pursuing options in the sporting world. And, you know, he's a bit of a wild card in this because he's got more money than all those other guys I just mentioned. And if he wants to make things happen in a short amount of time, he's got the cash to make it happen. And, you know, so that's a guy to keep an eye on as well in this whole thing.
We're with Jeff Baker of the Seattle Times. Jeff, the sentence that stuck out to me out of your story was this one. Sources have indicated that talks between the NHL and local officials were far enough along that some type of announcement could be made within weeks of the Sochi Olympics concluding. I mean, just doing the gumshoe work here, does that mean, do you think, Jeff, that they may already have some sort of understanding on the NHL first into Seattle between all the different stakeholders?
No, I'll be honest with you. At this point, you would have to think that they do have some kind of inkling of where it's going to go. I mean, you can't put deals of this magnitude together in a short period of time. And realistically, if you're going to have a team for 2015, 2016, you would have to have an announcement made and stuff really start happening by June of this year. You know, that's right around the end of the Stanley Cup playoffs, or even just before. There's an NHL Board of Governors meeting coming up. I mean, that would probably be the furthest you could stretch things, because then you got 2 summers to market your new team. You know, you've got a couple of years then to build a new arena. You can't just build them in 6 months. And you know, that way you limit the Key Arena usage to 1 year only, in which they'll probably hemorrhage a lot of money because it's not a big arena and it's not a very good arena for hockey. But, you know, you can survive for 1 year doing that. So, I mean, that's the time frame. So you would have to think that if they're this far enough along, that they have to be getting some kind of indication politically of where things are going to go. I mean, there's an environmental assessment that's due out next month. Next month's going to be next week at this stage, but in a few weeks, that'll come out to show the viability of putting an arena in the south of downtown area. And you know, I'd be surprised if they don't have some kind of an advanced read already on what that's going to say. Because if it's something that's going to torpedo the whole project, you would think that somebody would be politically connected enough to get tipped off ahead of time about this kind of stuff. I mean, that goes on all the time in politics. So, yeah, I'm sure they're getting some kind of an advanced read on this from people. I mean, you know, it's just like they're going to get an advanced read on what the franchise fees would be. I mean, you can't just show up a few weeks before a drop dead date and drop a franchise fee on people unless you have some kind of inclination of whether they'll actually pay it or whether it's feasible to do that. Because as you mentioned, Chris Hansen's not all that interested in being an NHL owner right now, but if he's got the whole arena set up on his land and with his preparation, then you've got to find some kind of a deal to be made between the owners of the new team and Chris Hansen. And then depending on how much money the owners will have to supply Chris Hansen to get that end of things worked out, I mean, that'll also eat into your potential franchise fee if you're the NHL. I mean, the new owners aren't going to drop hundreds of millions of dollars on a team that, you know, it's not guaranteed to succeed in Seattle. You know, they're not going to do that unless it works financially. So you have to kind of balance all these fees and balance all these talks, and everybody has to be on the same page.
Yeah, that was going to be my question, Jeff, that given the startup fees that this thing is going to cost, and given the fact you already got a pretty competitive arena there for the sports dollar in Seattle, what are your thoughts in terms of whether a team there could succeed, particularly if the owner of the arena doesn't necessarily want to be involved in the ownership of the team?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I think, frankly, if you're going to build a new arena, you know, whether it's NBA first, NHL first, I mean, you've got to do it with the idea of having two teams in there in mind eventually. I mean, I don't know if too many arenas in North America, you know, or definitely south of the border, that are going to survive NHL only in a marketplace. And, you know, especially here, there's so much competition for your sports dollar. You know, I know that having an NBA team and an NHL would dilute the sports dollar a little, but then you also bring in the whole television aspect to it and you know, the kind of licensing fees you could get for your sport, or if you actually own your own RSN, you know, the content that you could put on it. I mean, there's more here at stake than just selling tickets. And I think the NHL sees that in Seattle. I mean, NHL has traditionally been a gate-driven league, but nowadays with regional sports network money and all that factored in, I mean, you do have to take the next step into the 21st century if you're the NHL. And I think they see that potential in Seattle. I think they see the wealth around here that can translate into season ticket holders, obviously, if you do it right. And I think there's a grassroots level of hockey here. It's not as extensive as in Canada. But where I'm from, so I can speak to that. But, you know, there is a junior hockey tradition in this area. There are a lot of Canucks fans here that go up to Vancouver to see games. You know, there are transplants here from other parts of the country working in the tech industry and other industries who, you know, do have hockey roots. So I think there's a better chance of it surviving in a place like this than, let's say, in a place like Florida or even a place like Phoenix, where you have to rely so much on transplanted Canadians, or you have to rely so much on snowbirds filling your seats when their favorite team comes to town. I mean, you're not necessarily going to have that here. You're going to have more of a stable, I think, fan base.
Jeff, you alluded to some of the you know, other peripheral reasons why this would wanted to happen, the RSNs and that sort of thing. How about the Vancouver Canucks? How much of a driving force are they to try and get a regional rival, something that has been sorely lacking for this team?
Well, I think that's tremendously important. I think it's important for Vancouver, not only for Seattle. I mean, you know, Vancouver needs, I think, a few more rivalries to keep the fan interest, even though fans in Vancouver will go fill the arena anyway because they're hockey fans. I mean, having a rivalry never hurt. I grew up in Quebec, so I remember the old Montreal Canadiens-Quebec Nordiques rivalry. And you know, after that ended, I mean, it wasn't the same. There was just an added dimension that I think was great for the sport back in the 80s. When the Nordiques and Canadiens would meet, and in the early 90s when they meet in the playoffs as well, that, you know, really hasn't been replicated since. And you lost a lot of that when you started realigning divisions and you started you know, building the new arenas that all look, you know, a little antiseptic and generic at some point. You lost some of that fever rivalry. And this is one way to get some of that back, a really close regional rivalry, which is rare in the Pacific Northwest because we're sort of geographically isolated from everybody else. I mean, it would be nice to have a team that you could actually drive to go play as opposed to, you know, having to fly 3 hours. I see it in baseball all the time. The Mariners, like, really, really need a rival like that, and they don't have it because they're so geographically far away from everybody. I think it would be great for the sport and great for hockey in the entire Pacific Northwest to have a rivalry between the Canucks and the Seattle franchise. And definitely Seattle would need it to start off because it'd be a new team, and you need anything you can to get a real interest level going in the sport.
Jeff, thanks for the time here today. All the best, my friend. We'll have you back next time there's some movement on this file. And enjoy the game Sunday. Try not to rub it in too much to our friends down there in the South.
Well, I'll try not to rub it in. They just can't blow it now. That's the whole thing. It's kind of easy to look past that one, but you can't do it. It's kind of like the Americans at Lake Placid in 1980. Everybody forgets they had to go out and beat Finland for the gold medal after they'd already beaten Russia. And they were losing that game in the third period. So Canada's got to keep its its focus on, and I think we should come out okay.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it, man.
Take care.
I love that. We should come out of okay.
You know, there's tickets available for every Canucks game down the stretch here. I mean, fill in the rink. It's been a while since he's probably, you know, heard of this himself. It's been a while since the Canucks had tickets available to every game. Wouldn't a rivalry with the Seattle blah blahs, you know, add a little something to a season like this for the Vancouver Canucks?
No question. On the other side, we'll get you the results of the poll question, a quick hashtags, and we'll cross over with BMAC on the Team 1040 and teamradio.ca.
Securus and Price are presented in part by Club 16, Trevor Linden Fitness. Team Canada, you've made us proud.
Jennifer Jones from curling greats to curling legend. Just like that.
When I hurt my knee, I wasn't sure if I'd ever play again, and now we're gold medalists. Life couldn't really get any better, and I'm like, can't believe it.
Congratulations to all Team Canada athletes from Team 1040. Official affiliate radio broadcaster of Sochi 2014.
If you have assets that you need to sell, Able Auctions can help. Able Auctions conducts over 100 auctions per year in Metro Vancouver and the Fraser Valley. There's always room to include your assets in one of our auctions. If you need to sell, Able has tens of thousands of buyers for over 30 years. Able Auctions has connected buyers and sellers in a safe, friendly, and fun environment. Visit ableauctions.ca for a list of upcoming auctions. And to get your assets sold, email sales@ableauctions.ca.
Hi, this is John Tortorella. Buying a new car is more than choosing the right vehicle. It's also choosing the right car dealership. It's why I always go to Preston GM.
Don't miss the incredible savings at the massive 2013 clearout event at Preston. 2014s are here, and they must make room. Quantities are limited, and remaining 2013s are priced aggressively. Hurry down today and take advantage of these great opportunities before they're gone.
Preston Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac. Huge selection and the best prices always. 200th Street in Langley.
I always want to be my best, and Sierra Sil helps. I played 18 years in the National Hockey League, and my body paid the price. Ray Ferraro here, and the last thing I want to be is that guy who can't keep up with his awesome wife or growing kids. That's why Sierra Sil Joint Formula 14 is so important to me. If aches or pain are slowing you down, why not join me? Make Sierra Sil Joint Formula 14 or Sierra Sil Pain-Free Topical Spray part of your daily routine.
Ask for Sierra Sil products at London Drugs and Health Food Retailers. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Hey, it's BMAC here for BC Children's Hospital Choices Lottery. Tonight at midnight is it. You're running out of time to beat the deadline for the $27,000 bonus prize. Buy now for a luxury vacation to anywhere you want or take $22,000 cash. Just think about where you could go and for how long with 27 grand. Deadline is midnight tonight, so get your tickets now. Order online at bcchildren.com or call 604-692-2333. 19 plus to play. Know your limit. Play within it.
Ray Ferraro here with Doug Sheridan from First Star. All right, Doug, so I want some First Star gear. I'm at the store.
I'm going to stop you there. Sorry, retailers, but we're going direct.
What do you mean direct?
Playing hockey's getting too expensive. So instead of letting some retailer mark up the price, we're going to be selling it direct to consumers online for better prices than we used to sell it to retailers.
You heard it here, folks. Forget the drive. Get your gear sent to you directly at cost from firststarsports.ca.
First Star, the best functioning base layer in the world. Guaranteed.
Get a lot for a little with the 2014 Mitsubishi Mirage. So, what's a lot, exactly? It's a class-leading 64 miles per gallon, 7 standard airbags, a 10-year powertrain limited warranty, and it comes in 8 vibrant colors. Plus, now get no payments for 90 days, a $500 prepaid MasterCard card, and a $500 trade-in bonus when you purchase a new Mirage. And a little? Well, it starts at just $12,498. The all-new 2014 Mitsubishi Mirage. On approved credit. See your dealer for details or visit MitsubishiMotors.ca.
Matt Sakaris with Dave Pratt talking about Wireless World, your Fido authorized dealer.
Uh-huh.
You seem a little preoccupied, Dave.
Just doing research on my phone from Wireless World.
You sure? Sounds like you're playing a game.
No. Oh, almost had it.
Well, whatever you want in a smartphone, Wireless World will deliver the best phones, plans, deals, and service. Anything you'd like to add, Dave?
Yeah, I just cleared level 8.
Wireless World, your Fido authorized dealer. 12 locations, including the Brick Yard, Highway 10 in Surrey. To find the store near you, visit mywirelessworld.ca.
Here's a great start to the year with new everyday low pricing. Over $6 off 15 can packs and $8 off 24 can packs of Budweiser and Coconut at participating BC liquor stores.
If you're suffering from a sports injury or simply want to play, work, and live better, check out the new Fortea Sport and Health in Burnaby. Whatever you need, we have it. Sport physicians, physiotherapists, chiropractors, massage therapists, nutritionists, sport optometrists, and more, all working together in a state-of-the-art facility. The Fortea's experience is game-changing and life-changing. Fortea Sport and Health. Call 604-292-2500 or email appointments at FortiaSport.com.
Hey, it's BMAC here, and if your New Year's resolution is to finally replace that hunk of junk you're driving, well, then you better go see my friends at Coquitlam Chrysler Dodge Jeep now, because you're going to score some huge savings. Up to $10,000 on Jeep Wranglers, up to $18,000 on 2013 Ram 1500s, or 1500, as Big Rye would say. Less than 500 clicks on these vehicles, and they also include a free maintenance package. Just a handful of them available, so get to Coquitlam Chrysler Dodge Jeep today, corner of Barnett and Loheed, right across from Coquitlam Center.
This is Vancouver Sports Radio, the Team 1040.
If you missed any part of today's show or any show, just download the podcast at teamradio.ca. Team Radio Podcast powered by at Metro Ford. It's hard to beat a Metro Ford deal. Open 7 days a week, 3 blocks east of Coquitlam Center in beautiful Port Coquitlam. Online at metromotors.com. Blake, I just want to sneak in a quick hashtag.
Oh, I got to add one now, too. I just stumbled upon a golden one.
Our friends at leasebusters.com, thank you for being patient with us this week as we have had some abbreviated shows. But as I was saying...
You just gave him a Messier stare.
You know, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Okay, come on, go. What you got?
Sandy Koufax got hit in the head today with a line drive at Dodgers camp.
Sandy wasn't pitching,
78
obviously.
Years old. No, ooh. He hangs out at Dodgers camp. Team spokesman has confirmed he's okay. Oh, don't worry good. About Sandy. But some scary moments there as one of the great Dodgers pitchers of all time.
Especially in light of what's happened with David Poyle. You know, no vision in his eye still after getting friendly fire there at the Nashville Predators practice. My tweet is merely at CBS Sports. This is unfortunate. And it is a picture of the billboard, the famous billboard that said loser gets Bieber.
Yeah. They get Bieber.
So the billboard has now changed. It's an electronic billboard. So they quickly changed it. It now says worst bet ever, and it has a bald eagle wearing Justin Bieber's chain Belieber on it. So it appears that they have taken Justin Bieber now as one of their own.
Let's wrap the poll question brought to you by Craftsman Collision, winner of the Georgia Strait Best of Vancouver Awards 6 years in a row, Air Miles, Bigger Smiles. We asked you, what chance do you give Sweden of beating Canada Sunday in the gold medal game? We gave you three options. The winner was 50%. 47% of you believe this is a 50-50 game. 39% of you give them a 1-4 chance, or 25%. And 15% of you give the Swedes a 1-10 chance of winning this game.
It's going to be tight. It's going to be a tight
2014 Tim Hortons NHL Heritage Classic is happening Sunday, March 2nd at BC Place. Want to win tickets for your minor hockey team? Go to teamradio.ca, submit an action shot, and tell us why they deserve to win. I did that hashtag for you, Mac, because I know you're once upon a time a pitcher. And of course, have regard for the great Sandy Koufax.
Nobody ever hit anything back at him when he was pitching back in the 60s.
I was going to say, yeah.
You know, Jeff Francis, as an aside here, Jeff Francis, his career almost was off the rails before it ever started. His first pro team, I believe it was the Tri-Cities Dust Devils in Colorado's Northwest chain or single A chain.
Yep.
He was in the dugout, and he took a line drive right in the temple.
Oh, my gosh.
Was knocked cold. He was well, unlucky, but lucky as it turned out.
Does Koufax go on that list of the greatest pitchers ever whose career was cut short by injury?
Oh, he's Pavel Bure and Cam Neely of baseball. Yeah, he really is, Matty.
Yeah.
He was, I think it was Mantle that struck out, walked back, and he just said to whoever was the guy was hitting after him, it might have been Yogi Berra, good luck. I mean, this is Mickey Mantle talking to the next guy going up to the plate. Have to be. Didn't want to have to take cortisone shots the rest of his life, so.
Yep.
Said thanks, but no thanks. At the kind of Jim Brownish, you know, but you know Brown wasn't dealing with the injury the way Koufax was. Koufax just wanted to have the use of his left arm the rest of his life, and there's a chance he wouldn't. So
yeah,
absolutely, Manny, absolutely. So he could have a gold medal winner with 15 goals. Is that correct? If they score one, win 1-0 on Sunday, that would be 15 goals, would it not, for the six games? How about that?
Yeah. Didn't see that.
That's a good game today.
Not today. Not today, at least.
It was a good game today, but I think it tells us you just need a whole lot of talent to have a really good game on really big ice.
Don't you think they should maybe do the men's game, the men's tournament, like they do the women's tournament, which is you have a pool A of the best teams and a pool B, and the top teams from the pool B then move up in the qualification round, just so we don't have to deal with so many minnows games in the early going.
There's a lot of bad games.
You know, I'm just done with those minnows games.
Finland and Sweden aren't minnows, and that was bad.
Like, shouldn't we have a preliminary round game against the likes of Russia and blah, blah, blah? Like, then we'll actually have a tournament that you want to watch. Now we don't want to watch the tournament. We only want to watch the medal round.
I think that's great fodder for discussion over the next 4 years.
Yeah.
Because we're at three now. Good games in
good
the tournament,
games, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think the discussion is moot, gentlemen, with regards to the NHL players being there, though. It's pretty clear to me that the NHL has decided this is the end of that.
Most
they're
probably.
They're going to host a World Cup where they get to keep all the money and play a best-on-best tournament. That's that.
We've enjoyed it while it's lasted.
World Cup format, then.
Canada minus 190 Sunday. Does that not strike you as a little steep?
What are the Swedes plus what?
150.
That's a little steep, but in favor of the Canadians, yeah.
Anyway, Jimmy Houston's going to join us right out of the hopper. 2:15 for Jimmy Houston. Had the game, of course, today on CBC. Worked double duty today. Randy Benn is the father of the goal scorer.
Yeah.
They stayed home. Jamie didn't want the family to go, and it was less about security and more about just being on a business trip for the boy, apparently.
Oh, really?
But we'll talk to Randy at 2:45, and if Jamie can get himself a gold medal, he won't be the only one in the family with a gold medal because Pops won them playing softball for Canada back in the 70s. Pan American
Games. Attaboy, Pops.
76 World Championships. So,
but, and this collides with our NHL and the Olympics discussion. I'm sorry. We'll all watch. We'll all cheer just as hard for Canada in a World Cup of hockey or a Canada Cup, whatever they're going to call it. You win an Olympic gold medal. You're wearing the same gold medal that Jesse Owens won, that Johan Olav Kloss won, you know, and great athletes that go back more than a century. For my money, there is more prestige.
Oh, sure.
There's a whole lot more in that medal than there
can't
could ever
history.
Be in whatever trophy or medal you're
going to. Which is why you should call it the Canada Cup or not the World Cup, because at least there's history linked to the Canada Cup.
Thanks for diminishing the resume of one of our guests. I appreciate that. Ray Ferraro will join us
at
3:15.
Jamie Howell will have that over Pops. Dad, mine's an Olympic gold. Pan Am.
I think Randy would probably agree with you, actually.
Mine's an Olympic
My
gold.
Boy's got a medal. Doug McLean at 4. We'll have one, hopefully. Doug, he'll have one color. We know that much. Coos at 4:30 after Doug McLean at 4, and Don Hay will join us at 5 o'clock. That's what we got going on this afternoon on the Big Team 1040. Donnie will be here at 2:30.
Good stuff, Mac. We'll
all right,
be
fellas.
Listening. Blake and I are back Monday.
Relax, everybody. Don't worry about that first game. Only
usual,
the 3 goals against
Norway.
And not
Norway. Only are we back, but it is the debut of the two-hour Canucks Lunch starting at 11 a.m. on Monday. And, in fact, you won't even be here. You're going on vacation. It'll be myself and Jeff Patterson Monday. 10 to 2.
But just in case on vacation
as
he wants to listen.
As per usual.
He's aware of it now.
On the Team 1040. Teamradio.ca.
Relax, everybody.
The Garrison Price are presented in part by Club 16, Trevor Linden Fitness.
We are one family. We are one heart. We are one city, one province, holding our breath. We are all Canucks. For the first time in over a decade, every team in the NHL will face off against your Vancouver Canucks here on our ice. Canucks single game tickets on sale now. Visit Canucks.com/tickets.
Hi, this is John Tortorella. Buying a new car is more than choosing the right vehicle. It's also choosing the right car dealership. It's why I always go to Preston GM.
Don't miss the incredible savings at the massive 2013 clearout event at Preston. 2014s are here, and they must make room. Quantities are limited, and remaining 2013s are priced aggressively. Hurry down today and take advantage of these great opportunities before they're gone.
Preston Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac. Huge selection and the best prices always. 200th Street in Langley.
Rethink Cloverdale. Rodeo's Country Fair's farmlands now share this historic community with restaurants, shops, a new rec center. The perfect place to call home. It gets even better. Lotus Condos in Cloverdale offer a limited-time saving of $48,000. Stunning contemporary details, legendary Kirchhoff construction, and with your $48,000 discount, you could move in today. See Lotus Condos in Cloverdale any day but Sunday, and find out more on your new home at latiscondos.com.
This is What's on Tap, brought to you by Granville Island Brewing.
Follow Canada's quest for Olympic hockey gold at Sochi 2014. Hear every game live on Team 1040, official affiliate radio broadcaster. Our next broadcast is the men's gold medal game. Canada, Sweden, Sunday starting at 3:30 a.m. Tonight, the Giants take on the Red Deer Rebels. Don't miss White Spot Vancouver Giants hockey on Team 1040, face-off at 6. The Abbotsford Heat continue their road trip tonight against the Milwaukee Admirals. Puck drop at 5. Listen live at teamradio.com. Sunday on Team 1410, it's Bell Whitecaps preseason soccer as the Whitecaps play Jamaica's Portmore United at the Rose City Invitational. Pre-match at 2:30, kickoff at 3. I'm Jasmina, and that's What's on Tap.
What's on Tap was brought to you by Granville Island Brewing. It's almost last call for Lions Winter Ale, so stock up before spring. For a limited time, save on your favorite winter warmer at participating retailers. It's good to be here.
This is the sound of traditional GICs. Safe, secure.
This is the equity market. Unpredictable. Sometimes up, sometimes down. Up. And this is the sound of new RBC Market Smart GICs. The security of 100% principal protection, plus the potential to earn up to 9% interest per three-year term based on market performance.
Three new RBC Market Smart GICs. Nothing to lose, more to gain. Talk to an RBC advisor or visit rbc.com/marketsmart. RBC, advice you can bank on.
The Vancouver Giants are exceeding expectations.
And here they come again. Pop up your side, score!
The push to the playoffs is on. Catch all the excitement of White Spot Vancouver Giants hockey on Team Radio.
Tonight, the Giants continue their Alberta road trip with a visit to Red Deer to face Connor Bleakley and the Rebels. It's the Giants and Rebels face-off at 6 o'clock, only on the Team 1040.
Home ice advantage is in sight. Follow White Spot Vancouver Giants hockey all the way there. Get the full broadcast schedule online at teamradio.ca.
What's hot this month? Besides the beach we're not on, now with WinTab, it's saving up to $500 on the hottest Samsung smartphones with select unlimited plans. Hurry, offer ends March 2nd. Visit windmobile.ca.
Wind, true mobile freedom.
And now a word from your Subaru dealers. Today's word is ice. Skating on ice is fun. Driving on ice, not so much. That's when you need a Subaru with full-time symmetrical all-wheel drive and traction control. It handles so well, you'll be cool as ice, even while sitting on heated seats. Right now, get a new 2014 XV Crosstrek from $26,570, a price that might have you singing Ice, Ice, Baby, or just singing happily. See your local Subaru dealer soon.
Team 1040 is CKST Vancouver, a division of Bell Media.
Now, a Team Radio sports update from the Canadian Direct Insurance Sports Desk.
Ian McClutchie with the Team 1040 Sports Update. BC Lions making a couple moves today. They are releasing slot back at Paris Jackson. Should be made official by the club sometime this afternoon. They're also close to an extension with defensive back Dante Marsh. South of the border, the Seattle Seahawks set to release Sidney Rice, who of course saw his season end early with a torn ACL. In the NHL, the Red Wings announcing Henrik Zetterberg had surgery on his back today, reevaluated in 7 to 8 weeks. So his season may be over. In the WHL, the Giants visiting Red Deer tonight. Team 1040, the call. 6 o'clock. Time now for a Team Radio Olympic update. And men's hockey on tap today. Semifinals. Jamie Benn, the lone goal as Canada beat the USA 1-0 to advance to the gold medal game Sunday morning against Sweden. Sweden beat Finland 2-1. Team 1040 with the call of the gold medal game Sunday 4 a.m. Otherwise, a good day medal-wise for Canada. 4 medals total. 2 in the women's ski cross. Marielle Thompson had gold. Kelsey Serwa with silver. Brad Jacobs and his curling team took gold over Great Britain, and Cheryl Cornway with a bronze in the 500-meter short track speed skating event. Now to B. Mac and Taylor on the Team 1040.
The Team 1040 Afternoon Show.
LeFleur coming out rather gingerly on the right side.
He will play. You know he'll play. He'll play on touches. He will play.
A 67-yard run. Marshawn Lynch. Unbelievable.
Lule gets the pass away from Moore behind coverage. Makes the catch. Perfect throw by Lule.
Top right-hand corner. Up and in. And the netting ripples.
Here's a chance. And a goal from Eric C.
You bucklered me. Why is Buckler on my team?
Relax, everybody. Relax.
This is B. Mac and Taylor on the home of the Canucks. Team 1040 Sports Radio.
We are live in the Sports Action Studio. Beautiful Friday afternoon, made a little bit more beautiful by what happened this morning in Sochi. Check out the easiest way to bet on sports with odds set to outcome. Just pick a winner. Go to bclc.com/sportsaction for today's games. You have to be 19 plus to play. Our Craftsman Collision poll question: who's been Canada's MVP so far? Is it Price? Is it Doughty? Doughty's getting my pick, but you can weigh in. You can email us live at teamradio.ca, tweet at team1040, and at RJHenderson7, text us at 104040. We'll take lots of calls throughout the afternoon at 280-TEAM, 280-8326, star team on your cell. Those are the five-hour energy drink hotlines. Craftsman Collision, winner of the Georgia Strait Best of Vancouver Award, 6 years in a row, air miles and bigger smiles. The poll question: who's been Canada's MVP so far? Five down, one to go. Mike Babcock didn't sound like the coach of a team who hadn't been, well, emphatic in posting 4 straight wins to reach the semifinal against the U.S. today. He sounded confident. He sounded cocky, which isn't a departure for him. He said before the game today, we're going to come out and get after it. When we have the puck, we're going to be heavy with it. When we don't have it, we're going to be patient. He preached it, the team practiced it, and now they're in the gold medal final. Well, a nation wonders how they've done it without scoring goals.
Why wouldn't they second-guess what you're doing and question what you're doing? You know, I said to you guys, this week is no different than Dan would be for the U.S. It's such an honor to have the opportunity to coach these teams, and you take your responsibility to your country and to hockey very, very seriously. And saying all that, you have to line up the moon and stars to win. People don't believe that in Canada. But it's the facts. These teams are great. You have 2 great teams out there today. Unbelievable talent, and the score is 1-0.
BC boys prominent today. Jamie Benn of Victoria scores the goal. He's the only guy on the Canadian roster who's never played in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And Carey Price pitches the shutout. He was on with the CBC's Elliot Friedman after the game.
You know, you've played in big games before. This one tonight and the one you're going to get to play on Sunday, has there been any greater feeling in your career to have these opportunities?
No, I'm truly blessed to be where I'm at. I obviously owe a lot of people a lot to get me where I'm at, and I'm truly grateful for all the support.
I'm curious about that. I know your dad is a big fan, obviously a big fan. He's a former goalie. Have you and him talked much during this tournament?
Well, my dad's a quiet guy. He's a man of few words. He's always been there for me. My mom and my sister, obviously my wife. I got to include, everybody back home, Northern BC. You know, everybody's been so supportive throughout my whole career.
I don't know how quiet Dad would have been today. Thanks to the CBC for that audio. Price has played in 6 World Junior games and 4 Olympic games now. He's given up a total of 10 goals in those 10 games. He looked calm. He looked comfortable and confident from start to finish, from save number 1 on Kessel through save 31 for the shutout. Jonathan Toews on the job he did.
You know, this is the ultimate pressure, I think, for a Canadian hockey player. And he's not coming up short by any means. He's doing his job, and he's carrying our team right now.
Bodog Lines of the Day brought to you by Bodog at Bodog.net. Gold medal final, Canada minus 190. Sweden plus 150. Canada was the favorite coming into the Olympics ahead of Russia, Sweden, and, of course, the U.S. The Swedes, with Henrik Lundqvist in goal, beat Finland in the earlier game. Now he readies for Canada.
I think it's going to be our toughest test in this tournament. So we have to be humble about the situation and realize who we're playing, but at the same time, believe in ourselves and understand we can go for it and do this. But it's going to be a great challenge, and I look forward to it.
Bodog.net, your trusted source for sports.
Hi, I'm Mark Crawford. This Team Radio podcast is powered by my friends at Metro Ford. It's hard to beat a Metro Ford deal in Port Coquitlam and online at metromotors.com.